Scientist Tim Ellinger calls the geography of the region an environmental tipping point. The I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago straddles the subcontinental divide, separating the Lake Michigan and the Mississippi River basins. That means the region supports two different ecosystems. And the UWM biologist says the wow doesn't end there.
There are a number of really important watersheds that go through that area.
The three noteworthy watersheds are the Root River, the Pike River, and the Des Plaines. Ellinger says the Des Plaines flows into the Mississippi Basin, while the Root and Pike are Lake Michigan bound. The scientist has sunk a good deal of research time into the meanderings of those rivers and streams and their histories. He says when Europeans showed up, they discovered a lush, wet prairie, perfect for farming, especially after a bit of sculpting to alter the water flow.
In the late 1800s, with the invention of the steam shovel, farmers were able to take these small sort of rivulets and dredge them into drainage ditches. So the drainage districts in this area, the agricultural drainage districts, were very, very important in sort of spurring the agricultural and economic development of that corridor for close to 100 years.
The end of World War II stimulated urban development nearby. As the population in the region grew and farm fields gave way to subdivisions and parking lots, Ellinger says the agriculturally altered streams could no longer contain the rain spilling off ever more pervasive pavement.
Because as it rained, rather than that water sinking into the prairie soils, it ran off the roads right into these straightened rivers, and you saw a steady increase in the frequency and the magnitude of the floods in these streams.
Ellinger and I meet off Highway 20 on Oaks Road to see how the village of Mount Pleasant is managing stormwater to prevent flooding. A sign reads Pike River Pathway, and a few people are walking the trail that loops through a series of wetlands. Ellinger says the village has been unearthing the natural hydraulics here that early farmers modified.
So what was fascinating is that this was a farm field, probably 9 feet higher than we're standing right now. So I'm guessing that 100 years ago, this area was just a lot of springs. And what's fascinating is as the contractors dug down here in this area, suddenly we hit a bunch of springs.
Native plants and wildlife are already rebounding.
This section of the stream right now, I can go down in there and I can see caddisflies, which are an indicator of really high quality water.
Director of Engineering Bill Sassi gazes out at the project's first phase. He says it's taken many years and revised proposals to get to this point. The first amounted to carving out a supersized retention pond on the southern edge of town.
Yeah, the original plan had more of the mindset of the, I guess you could say, 70s and 80s, which was a very engineered solution to the flooding problem only and didn't account for the environmental conditions of the river.
The DNR did not okay the strategy, so Mount Pleasant went back to the drawing board. Now it has permission to attempt mimicking what nature created at a cost of $17 million. Sassi says the project should be completed in 2014.
So as the village grows, this facility will be able to handle the additional development that would occur.
Miles away, in one of the fastest-growing areas in the region, Kenosha County, Jerry Ziegler stands in the largest prairie of its kind in Wisconsin. Wild irises and shooting stars create splashes of color, while monarch butterflies flutter through the air. Birds zoom by too quickly to be identified.
This is an important stopover on the Lake Michigan flyways for migrating birds, because As you see, as you go along the coastline, there aren't many places, large areas for birds to stop. So you have raptors making their way through here. You have water birds. You have terrestrial birds.
Ziegler says it was sheer serendipity that this precious parcel, a jump away from Lake Michigan, sidestepped development. The land had been slated to become a swishy Chicago getaway called Chiwaukee.
Chiwaukee is a made-up name. It's Chicago, Milwaukee. And somebody got the bright idea in the 1920s, hey, let's put this resort between the two communities. They had the railroad access right behind us. They were going to build a big hotel. They did build a golf course. The remnants of the golf course are still here.
Ziegler points to a low stone structure, a pump house designed to water the course. but the Great Depression got in the way of the dream. Ziegler says in 1965, the Nature Conservancy was able to snatch up 35 acres, and the acreage has multiplied by 20 times since. Today, the Conservancy manages the south section. UW Parkside owns an adjacent chunk, while the DNR stewards the stretch that nearly bumps into the city of Kenosha. Ziegler says it's all part of an even more massive ecosystem stretching from Kenosha to Waukegan, Illinois, and boasts more than 400 species of plants.
And you also have 63 species in this area that are either endangered or threatened in some way or another.
Although the Chewaukee Prairie may be an unknown treasure to most of us, it's no secret to researchers. Ziegler says at any given time, 20 scientists are at work here, and there's still a lot they don't know about the workings of the water underground. A collaborative Great Lakes Stewardship Study has been launched to dig into the hydrology and other environmental issues within the system. Back in his UWM office, biologist Tim Ellinger calls the Chewaukee Preserve and Pike River Initiative examples of environmental enlightened planning in the I-94 corridor.
You have the needs of the society down there in terms of economic activity, development, and jobs. And then you have the need to be able to protect and preserve the important ecosystem features.
Maintaining that balance, Ellinger says, will require vision and money. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.